It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Hello, all my pretty pesties everywhere. Welcome back to the new episode of the Pestrogen Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Candace. Alongside with me, as always, is the beautiful Jenny with the amazing background if you're watching on YouTube. Yes. How you doing, girl? How has your week been?
I'm doing good, and it's been good. We're in that, like, weird fall summer here. I don't know about y'all, but, like, yeah, one day it's, like, super hot and summer again, but the leaves are brown. And then today it was, like, raining and gross.
Yeah, we had a few days last week where it was rainy and gross. These last 2 days, today and yesterday, have been damn near 80 degrees. We don't get a whole lot of the leaves on the ground because, well, we live in an evergreen state, so we just get pine needles everywhere, which aren't much better.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we still obviously have, you know, leaves on our trees, but just not as many. Like, you don't get, like, the huge amounts where you can do, like, those big, huge piles of leaves in your yard and jump into them. We don't. At least I don't see it around. We just have pine needles and pine cones. I had a freaking squirrel throwing pine cones at me today. I am not even joking. I was underneath a tree at one of my clients' house looking, because we had pulled yellow jacket hives out of there, so ones that actually stung us. And so I was making sure they were dead. And I keep hearing this thunk, and I look up, and there's a squirrel up there, like, pulling pine cones off the tree and throwing them, like, towards me. I'm like, what the hell? What did I do?
What the hell?
And I was on the phone with Brandon, so I'm like, dude, this squirrel is literally trying to hit me with pine cones. But I think, like, I broke up when I told him that, so he thought that I said I caught a squirrel. He's like, oh no, did you get a non-target? And I was like, no, this squirrel is on target.
He's almost
hit me. It was the craziest thing. And I've had it at another place, too, where these squirrels just, they literally just, and the chipmunks do it, too. But they will, like, throw the freaking pine cones at you. Like, full on, not just, like, pluck it or pluck it down and drop it. You will see them throw them.
Game on, you little shit. Right?
I know. They were doing it one time underneath this tree, and I was, like, picking them up and throwing them back up the tree. I'm like, screw you.
Speaking of squirrels. Funny thing that happened to me today, cheese bag and friend of mine on Facebook, his name is Josh. I won't use the last name because I didn't ask him if I could do this, but he posted to his personal Facebook the story of a guy, and he says, LOL wild man over here. And it's a story about a guy who was arrested because he basically thinks he's a wolf. He's like primal, and he will catch squirrels and eat them and catch them with his bare teeth.
Oof.
And what'd he say? If I catch it with my molars, that's between me and Mother Nature, because the wardens were trying to say he needs a hunting permit, and he's just like, I'm savage, all right? So I commented and said, after a $300 grocery bill, that's tempting, but I'm too hobbit to be wolf. By 11Zs, I'm pissed that my molars didn't find sourdough and butter.
Hey. Okay,
so this was sad. Well, then he posted a gif of the Lord of the Ring hobbits, and it says, we've had one, yes, but how about a second squirrel? But then I opened that while I was inside of a client's house.
Oh, God.
So I literally laughed out loud in their basement. I couldn't stop it. And I hear the lady call down the stairs, are you okay down there?
I'm having a blast.
Just laughing about hobbits and squirrels. You know.
Just having a blast. It's okay.
Pest control stuff.
I mean, half.
Yeah. Huh?
It was half pest control squirrels.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes. But yes. Our topic of the night, sarcasm.
Yeah.
The what is it?
Strongest repellent.
Yes, the strongest repellent.
Because sometimes it really is. You get those people that have no, like, sense for sarcasm, and they either think that you're just being funny, which, okay, fine, or that you're a total raging bitch.
Which, sometimes, you know?
Yeah, sometimes they good.
I was about to say, sometimes it's merited.
Yes. Because I have too much of resting bitch face, especially when someone's telling me something stupid. So if you can't get my sarcasm, then I really don't need to deal with you.
Yep.
At all.
Yep. Speaking of which, I once got an argument with someone who basically was saying that women can't understand sarcasm. It's a proven fact. That. Yeah. So then every interaction with said person, I was just like a raging sarcasm bitch because that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
I remember that. I was like, wait, no. Because like I have all the sarcasm to give to people.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just to be like, well, they don't like women, so it's okay for them to... No.
On my honeymoon, we were up in Seaside, and we were, like, doing all the touristy things, just having a blast. I had a t-shirt on that had a picture of, like, a guy on it, and it said, sarcasm, just one of the other free services I offer, or something like that. One of the free services I offer. This dude had the fucking nerve to walk up to me and Brandon, read my shirt, look me dead in the eyes, and go, what other free services do you offer? Ooh, Brandon about fucking decked him in the face.
Oh my god.
I was like, whoa. So I literally never wore that shirt again because I didn't think of it that way. He's right. Just saying that I'm a sarcastic person. Brandon wore it a lot after that because he was like, I fucking dare somebody.
Exactly. Oh my god. I can't. People be crazy.
Right, like, okay, obviously you don't know that I'm on my honeymoon with my, like, freshly minted husband. But who does that? Whether we had rings on our fingers or not, we were obviously together. We were walking around holding hands. Who does that?
Right.
Ew. That's just you. It's like creep factor 9000.
Rude. Yes. Right?
Mm-hmm. See, like, this is my most sarcastic cup I have.
There you go. You are the world's best boss.
Brandon actually bought this for me.
Did he? That's adorable.
Yeah, and it's from the office.
Yes. That's amazing. What's a time that you were super sarcastic or had to utilize your sarcasm muscle?
So, the one that I have to do the most often, there we go, obviously because it's family pest control, so people will either, you know, push their kids out in front of them, or, do you have something for these pests? And then my answer is usually, no, it's against my label. Or then we have the, well, do you treat for aunts and uncles? Ah, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, I've come up with better ones, but usually it's like the label thing. No, I've never seen uncles on a label or something like that. Or uncles need a special high dose of whatever. I think I think at one point I said like 80 proof and just left it at that. And they were like, oh. The one that I've gotten the most recently is because, well, it's coming into fall. And so it's, you know, rodent season. They're on the move. They're looking for their warm areas. You know, so I've had a few startups recently and they're, well, no, we don't have any rodent issue. And I'm like, well, you know, you got a little bit of rubbing right here. It's not heavy, but it's there and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, can you just tell them to not move here? And I'm like, well, yeah, when I find them, I'll let them know. I really when that one like came to me afterwards when I was driving away, it made me think of Heather Tutton's one with the ants and the little teeny tiny cones to guide them around. I was like, oh, I should have went with that one.
Yep.
Yeah, just put out some traffic cones for them to just weep away from your house. Road closed.
Exactly. That reminds me of Brad from Tales from the Crawl Space and the Overlord of PCHD. He said that when customers always ask me, "What do you have for crabs?" Ha ha ha. I roll. He says, I always tell them, try stabbing at them with an ice pick.
That'll work.
That'll work.
I mean, technically.
I mean, yeah, but.
Stab hard enough. Yeah, sure.
At least it'll make us laugh.
Yeah, I'll be laughing with you. You go for it. Exactly. Half the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just so, do you get to utilize your sarcastic muscle now that you're not in corporate world?
Well, actually, thankfully, with with Trio, I think the only time I've ever had to exercise it is with coworkers. but with clients, not really, not yet, at least. But that's one thing I do love about Trio is that I feel empowered that if I ever did have to be firm with a client that is not respecting me or respecting our business, Bill would stand beside me on that and be like, we ain't doing that.
Yeah, whereas, I could totally see him standing back behind you, you know, resting his elbow. No, bitch. No.
Try me. Right, exactly. But
it's like that big brother over, you know, the little sister at the playground.
Yes.
Like, the fuck you doing?
Exactly. But, nope, not with Trio so far, but I have, with a previous employer, had to, I had a apartment complex account that was, like, huge, and I believe it was, like, a low-income housing, but they had to switch to us. And it was a call made by somebody higher than them. So basically, this office manager was unhappy they had to switch to us, regardless of who I was or anything. She was just pissed off about the whole situation because she didn't get to make it. Well, she always treated me like shit and would leave me waiting so she would just leave the clipboard of papers and a bag of, if I was lucky, a bag of keys. Sometimes it was just keys sprawled all over the table. But I would stand there to talk to her so that we could build communication and stuff instead of just throwing it at me and telling me to go away. So one day, I was refusing to not have contact with her. Because I believe I had something to say about the last service because I didn't get to talk to her. But she leaned out the door to the other lady and said, "Is she gone yet?" And I went, "Nope, I'm right here." And so she just shut her door again. Yeah, so thankfully... After that service, she requested a new tech because...
She's too embarrassed to face you?
Pretty much.
What
so,
a bitch.
Yeah. So that was one of the times I had to be like, right here, bitch.
Right.
Yeah. Rude.
Right. Like, I don't understand people. It's like, we're there to help. Like, whether you like me personally or not, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I'm here to help you, especially at a huge apartment complex. Like, you know, we do a bunch of them. Luckily, all of our managers at them are, like, super fucking cool. And they're, like, excited when I walk through the door. Then, oh my god, it's Candace! And I'm like, hey, how's it going?
Aww.
But I've had, not really managers at apartment complexes, but just mainly tenants at said apartments that will be telling me some long, big old tall tale about seeing this, that, and the other. And my mama said... I don't give a fuck what your mama said.
Mm-hmm.
But as they're telling me whatever they're telling me, because it's always something stupid, you know, I'm looking at them, watching them, and it's like the resting bitch face is just very prominent, and I try not to, because it's like, I know that I cannot say something, but my face will speak volumes on what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So I, like, if I don't have Brandon with me, I try very hard to always have, like, some sort of a smile, or else it's just...
About, like...
Yeah, I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
Help.
Yeah.
Then help.
One of Kyra's friends today was telling Kyra about some hotel, I think it was here in town, I don't know, I don't do it, that's apparently just, like, overflowing with roaches. But said friend's grandmother said that that can't be true because there are no roaches here. So Kyra texts me, she's like, we have roaches here, right? And they're not just, like, every time that they're here is because they got imported. And I said, no, right. We very much have roaches here, kid. You mm-hmm. have literally been to a roach job with me. She's like, right. Okay, that's what I thought. Because, like, her grandma said, you know, that we have no roaches here. So she's telling me that there's no roaches here. She's telling me. And I'm like, yeah, you've literally been in it. I said, we have German roaches. Obviously, they were imported to begin with. I said, but no. I said, like, any other roach here on the coast is imported. Even the Orientals. Now, a little farther east, they are there. But other than that, like, here directly on the coast, it's Germans. That's it. But I have to tell people that all the time because they don't realize that German roaches exist. It's okay, I yeah. really didn't either. But anytime people think of a roach, they think of, like, the American roach, this big-ass, huge cockroach.
Yeah.
I've never seen those here. Well, yeah, because we don't have those here. We have the itty-bitty little ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, yeah.
Shoot, if a German cockroach lives to its full potential, they can get kind of chunky. At least the ones here.
Well, yeah, we've had some pretty chunky ones, too. Because I'm looking at Brandon going, is that a German? Why is it so fucking big?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, because you know, this is a very old infestation.
I was going to say, that's when you know it's gone a while.
Yeah, I've had the people, is another one of my sarcastic ones, that are like, we don't have, you know, because I'll show up somebody's place. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm late, whatever. You know, I was just at a roach job. It ran a little bit longer than I expected. We don't have roaches here. Well, then tell that to the roaches that I just treated.
Right.
Because they're certainly here. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Yep. Special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a inspection today where they were like, well, can you give us a free demonstration of how your product works? No. Because it doesn't work like that. It's
yeah.
No. I'm not treating your house for free so you can see that it works. No.
Right.
But like the guy said it and then he was kind of like giggly and stuff after he said it. So I'm pretty sure he was just joking. Cuz yeah. When I said no, he wasn't like he was like yeah, he was like, yeah, I figured, blah, blah, blah. But because yeah. He had, like, a fly that kept buzzing his head.
Yeah.
And it was, like, landing, like, at the top of his head and kept swiping it off. He was like, if you could just give us a free demonstration. No.
No. That's great. Oh my
yeah, let
gosh.
Me spray your forehead, buddy.
Yep. I did once have a callback. This was with my very first employer. It was a callback for spiders, and it was for spider activity on the interior. And I show up, and the husband catches me outside first, and he goes, my wife keeps going on and on about seeing spiders inside. I never see anything, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I look at the ticket, and we had just been there 7 days prior for and treated the interior.
Yeah.
So I catch her and I'm like, hey, you know, we really haven't given this a lot of time to, you know, work.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't recommend doing a liquid treatment again this soon, but why don't I treat the cracks and crevices with a dust product on the inside and the outside around the windows and things like that. And I can even treat the exterior with the liquid, but I'll change the mode of action, blah, blah, blah. And she was, like, freaking out that I wouldn't spray the inside with liquid again. And I was just like, it's so soon. It's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So then she points to a dead spider on the armchair of their couch. And it's like, it looks like it's one of the ones you'll find like in the corner of the room that died from our treatment.
Yeah, but pyrethrin death, where it's all curled in.
Yes. It looks like she had picked it up from the floor and sat it on the couch there. And I went, I walked up to it and she goes, look, see, you know, see, we got them. You really have to treat the way I want you to again. And I went, congratulations, it's dead. I did it. I did it. And her husband, her husband was behind her and he was looked like he was trying so hard not to laugh. But
it worked.
I did. Like, that's the thing when people show you dead bugs and they're God, like,
right? It's like, yeah, you wanted them dead, right? They're not going to crawl outside and go die. They're going to die where they're at.
Yes.
This happens.
Yes.
Well, I didn't think I'd see so many. Good. Sweep them up then. Vacuum them. Do something. I'm the pest control. I'm not the maid.
Yep. Exactly.
No, I love the people that won't wait for a treatment to work.
Yep.
Like flea jobs. You know, you got, you know, you tell them it takes a little bit for it to work, you know, do your vacuuming, agitate everything up, make them come out of those eggs. And then like a week later, they're like, I'm still getting bit. Yeah, I told you it takes a little bit to work. I had one recently where we go in to do it and like she had her whole house. I mean, she actually prepped, which is awesome. But that I mean, like, awesome. She stripped the beds. She took the couch cushion covers off. All of that. And we're going, why did we do this? Why did we do this? You know, and then she's texting me about a week and a half later or so. Now, I'd already come back and checked on it once. And not a damn flea. She said she had seen, like, one. And I'm like, okay. That's cool. Told her to, because, like, her kid has a bunk bed and it's like in the corner of the room, and I told her, you know, because the cat's sleeping there too, so I told her to make sure she like agitates that back dark corner. I said, even if you can't get a vacuum back there, I said, like, take a broom and just bang it on the ground for like 5 minutes.
Right,
it'll agitate them up, you know. And yeah, and then she got a hold of me a few days after that, and she's like, well, we're still getting bit and blah blah blah, and I'm like, you know, like, it takes time.
Yes.
And she's like, well, if you can come and treat again, I can have everything prepped and I'll have all the beds stripped. I said, I can't treat your beds. I can't treat your couch. As I can treat under them, like the underside of the couch and underneath the bed. I said, but I can't treat the sitting or sleeping areas at all. And she's like, well, nobody told me that. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. Because I know who did the treatment.
Right.
She's like, well, I'm not mad at you. I'm just frustrated that I did all this extra prep work for nothing the first time. I'm like, that was on you. Like,
yeah.
Nobody told you to do it.
Yeah, that was like the bed bug heat treatment that me and Richard did, that they took all their dishware out of their cabinets. Like,
what are we doing?
Why?
Like, thank you for prepping, but you, like, overdid it.
We give you a checklist for a reason. It's a checklist so that...
I did this. I did this one. I'm pretty sure nowhere on that checklist says, please remove all your dishes from the premises.
And it's wild that people are willing to pay that much money for a heat treatment, but then still be unsure about what's happening. Like, they think it's a fumigation or something. Even though it's been
explained a thousand and a half times. We've gone over this. It's a non-chemical option. Pretty sure fumigation is a very strong chemical option. Complete opposites of the spectrum here.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Don't have mercy.
So I got a... few stories off of PCHD. I just realized, because like I posted that meme like 2 or 3 weeks ago, that I actually never posted it in Pestrogen. Because like I went there to go look for stories and I'm like, oh shit. Whoops. Must have been one of those I got busy and forgot. But so we had one. is that I've had someone ask, or once asked me, if there was anything I could do about the love bugs. I told her, here in Florida, we have four seasons. Pollen, love bug, hurricane, and snowbirds, and there's not a damn thing I can do about any of them. That's legit.
Yeah.
Stuff like, times like that, which, I don't live in Florida, but times like that, there's, like, shit you can do for certain times. It's like, just let it pass. Yep. It's annoying, I get it. Just let it pass. It'll go.
Yes. Yes. Man. That's wild.
Could you imagine if, like, they were, like, upset that, because, like, the snowbirds, which I know what the snowbirds means, you know, northern people are moving south because of the snow in the north. If they were, like, upset because you couldn't take care of the snowbirds. I could see somebody upset over that if they didn't understand what the term was.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, let's see. Another one. Every day. Because I was talking about the sarcasm. You gotta keep your mouth closed so you keep your job.
Right.
Is it just today? I've never had flies before in the 2 years I've lived here. Me. So you just need to clean your drains. Customer, I don't know how they're getting in. Me, just trim the shrubs off of your home. Customer, I couldn't figure out what you were talking about when you asked if I wanted the interior treated last week. I thought you were here for something else. It was a callback for interior treatment because she always wants the interior treated at the time of regular service. What the fuck? I called you here for an interior treatment, but I didn't know you were here for an interior treatment.
Yep.
Okay, me to a different customer. I'm here for your retreat for roaches. They were smoky brown roaches. She originally just requested for the interior to be treated. So she comes out with, oh, while you're here, would you take any spider webs down you see? Me, unfortunately, I don't have time. Customer, well, don't you all do that always? Me, yeah, during your regular service. The customer, yeah. Face immediately drops to mad face. There's a big difference in the corporate world. Like, you are very timed. You got this much time to do something.
Yes.
I don't have time to walk around and take all your webbing down again.
No. Yep.
Especially just on a retreat for roaches. I'm not here for spiders, bitch. I don't care.
We get allotted a certain amount of time, okay?
Yep.
If not, we get chained and beat in the basement of the big the big corporations. You know, that's sarcasm.
Yes, this one got me because I've literally done this. Customer asks, "Is that stuff poisonous?" And the guy replies with, "In this bottle of poison?" Yeah. My reply to it always is, "Yeah, if you're an insect."
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you're gonna sit there and drink the concentrate, yeah, you're gonna hurt yourself.
Right.
But you know, like to what like. Pesticides used to be no,
right?
We're on a way different scale. That's what I tell people too. No, but yeah, is that poisonous? Is it going to hurt me? Are you an insect? Are you a bug? You a spider? You an ant? Like, what are we doing here?
And just like we mentioned on the last episode, sometimes I'm amazed at how much I have to. Like, tell people to keep their pets and children away from wet product.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, let it dry, and then it's okay. And then I've had once it's dry, how is it supposed to kill anything?
Right.
Because that's how it works. That's literally how it works. Yeah, it stays there. You don't see it. I don't see it. The insects don't see it. But it's still there. Well, how do you know? Because science, okay? Leave me alone.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I'm like, do I look like I make chemicals for a living? No, I just apply said chemicals for a living, okay?
Exactly.
I don't make them.
That's why non-repellents are honestly my favorite, because...
Yeah. I want them to walk through it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know nothing.
Yep. A secret. Yeah, I've even had the question of, is that stuff safe for humans? As I'm treating a place, I'm going, no, I'm dying right now. Like, what? I'm literally here, like, not wearing a respirator, not wearing, you know, a whole Tyvek hazmat suit.
Yes.
I'm in a baseball hat and long sleeves and long pants and, you know, our PPE with gloves on.
Yes.
And you're gonna, is it poisonous to humans? Yes. I'm just killing the world very, very, very slowly.
Right.
And myself, apparently. Because.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's not sarcasm at all.
It's always a smile afterwards.
Yeah. Gotta force that smile.
Mm-hmm. Or else it's the serious resting bitch face. And I know I have it, and I know most of the time I can't hide it. I try so hard, though. I really do. But sometimes I'm just like,
That's all you can do.
Just go away.
Yep.
Oh, God. Probably the most common and most annoying one I get. Reservice calls for wasp, and there's not a single nest anywhere on the property. I've literally been talking to the customer after searching, explaining to them that wasps do fly, and had a wasp nearby flying around, and they're looking at me like I'm supposed to camp out in the front of their house with a can of wasp spray for eternity, making sure the wasps don't fly around their house. Oh my God, girl. I literally have this issue at a few of my places. We saw a wasp flying overhead. Okay, it's outside. You have trees and water and untreated wood for fencing. Yeah. I can't put you in a protective bubble. I wish I could.
Right.
It would make my job a little bit easier, but I can't. So I will look, but when I see no hives and or nests or anything, I don't know what to tell you. Or we've had the ones that are like, well, I saw them going over there, and I looked over there, and there's a hive up there. Okay, that's not your property, so you shouldn't be going on other people's property to begin with. And that's not my property that I treat. Well, I want you to go take it down. And I want $1 million, but here we are.
Right, yeah, I can't just go.
I can't go apply a pesticide to somebody else's place. And even if it is small enough where I can just knock it down, I'm not doing that because it's not my property to do anything to.
Yeah, right.
You get a hold of that person and tell them to get their pest control or give them my number, and then we'll deal with it. Well, they're coming over here. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep.
Tell them to go away.
I don't know if I've ever shared this, but I was with a previous employer. I was doing a duplex housing. It was just like one building duplex or whatever. That's what was on my account. And then the next door neighbor duplex house thing guy comes over and goes, oh yeah, the same guy owns us, and we've got this big yellow jacket nest, and it's really bad, and we shoved a sock in it, and it's not helping. And I'm just like, why'd you shove a sock in it? But I tried calling the number on the file, not getting through. And it is him. He has service for us too. You guys have been out for us before too, you know. If you could take care of it, it'd be great. So I look the guy in the eye and I say, hey, I'm going to talk to my contact before. So, you know, but I'll hang on. I'll keep calling for a little bit. He leaves because he knows he's fucking lying. And then I get a hold of the guy and goes, oh, I don't own that. And I was like, that motherfucker.
Fucking liar.
What God a dick. Damn.
People savage. Just,
savage.
Okay. We got two more stories. We have customer goes, or customer says, I use boric acid at my baseboards to keep roaches away. My whole apartment building had them, but they never came into my place. And I replied with, oh yeah, that's interesting, internal eye roll, which, oh, I know that feeling, just, okay.
Yeah.
Customer states, anytime I move, I do that, so if I ever see any here, because we're at her place of work, I look her dead in the eyes, don't you dare do that here, I am the technician, not you. And now that I know that you do that, if I ever see even an inch of anything that appears to be pesticide, you won't have a job anymore, and I will make sure of it. Ooh. Yeah, I know that feeling. With my no pesticide IPM only places.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had the, oh, I can just bring some taro. No, the fuck you can't.
No.
Nope. Licensed technician. I am the one applying pesticides.
Yeah.
You are not, ever. Well, it's not a pesticide. Yeah, it is. It very much is.
And that's why a lot of that stuff shouldn't be sold over the counter, because people don't even understand what they're doing.
Yeah, they don't understand what it is, how to use it properly, because fuck reading anything.
Yeah.
Like, if you actually... The funny thing is, if you actually... I can't remember if it's all of them, but I know on some... the instructions or directions or whatever for, like, Hall's cough drops... It tells you, because, you know, like, you got a sore throat, a cough, whatever, you are popping them bitches. You're only supposed to have, like, 4 of those a day. If you actually follow,
yeah,
technically, yep, yep, the label, yeah, for it. It's like, uh-huh, oh, shit. Oops.
Yeah.
But see, like, once you start doing this job, you literally read the label or the directions and the insurance, like, top to bottom. You find, yes, out what the active ingredients are in it. All of it.
Yep. I was recently in the bathroom because... whoever leaves their mother alone while she's in the bathroom, and my 10-year-old comes in and she's just chatting with me while I'm on the toilet because, you know, kids.
It's normal.
Yeah. Well, she reaches over into my drawer of my mom stuff and pulls out this little serum bottle of retinol serum.
Mm-hmm.
And she just starts applying it, putting the little jar, and I was like, girl, What is you doing? And she's like, I read the directions. It says only use a couple drops here, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm doing it exactly like it says, Mom. You know, and I was kind of proud in that moment because she has learned the ways of the label.
Nice.
the force of the label. But I was just like, you don't need to be putting on retinol at 10.
Right?
And for any of our scrunchy girlies out there, like, most people are like, oh, that's a toxin and it's not good for you anyway. But, you know, I'm in my 30s. Leave me alone.
Right.
But
you can say I don't use it enough. I got my crow's feet going.
Yes, me too. Yeah. That's, yep. But, yeah, even my 10-year-old knows from having a pesty, pretty pesty mommy that... At least she read the label.
Yes, at least she wasn't like, because it's not like that shit's cheap to begin with.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't like drown her face in it. But yeah. You also need to write a label on there that says, this is mommy's stuff, don't touch.
Yeah, don't touch.
No touchy.
Yeah, no touchy. And she actually has super sensitive skin. I'm surprised she didn't break out from it.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that because I was trying to... Because she was wrestling, and I was, you know, telling him, like, make sure she cleans her face and her body very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then telling you to use the CeraVe on her, because my kids have pretty sensitive skin, and it's never messed with them. But yeah, you're like, yeah, we've tried it, and it still messes with her. I'm like, damn it!
Yeah, the face washes and stuff.
Yeah.
But we use the CeraVe lotions. We love that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, both my kids use the CeraVe, like, the foaming face wash. For, like, oily, for normal to oily skin, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I use it when I start to break out. I'm like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, me too.
But, it's always worked pretty well. And neither of mine have ever gotten a reaction from it. But, you know, everybody's skin is different. And it really does suck, especially being so sensitive on your face. Because, man, once she starts puberty, it's going to be hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a feeling she's one I'm going to end up taking... to the dermatologist because that's going. She already has had like eczema issues throughout her life and stuff. So
stuff. And she wrestles too, so that's even more. Oh
yeah,
I know. Jude is like so fucking anal when wrestling season comes about washing himself.
Yeah,
like, Jack told me about HybaCleanse. It's, like, stuff they use, like, before surgeries and shit, or, like, and you can just buy it at Walmart, so it's really cool. But like my friend was telling me, my best friend was telling me, to just not, he, for one, he's not supposed to use it every day, which he does, but he's had no issue with it until he like went up too high into his hairline and it gave him contact dermatitis. And then of course it's wrestling season, so everybody's freaking out on him thinking it was ringworm. So before he could go to his, like, it was like one of their last matches, I had to take him to the doctor to have them, you know, say, hey, this isn't ringworm. It wasn't ringworm. It had no raised edge. Anything. Right. And so she just gave him, you know, a prescription cream to put on it because it was just contact dermatitis.
Right.
But yeah, so he stopped putting it up, so, like, up his neck. I was like, no. I said, your face, your neck, you use the CeraVe on. I said, shoulders down, use the HypoCleanse on.
Yeah.
And then, so he started doing that and it went away relatively quickly. Right. Yeah, he stopped using the HypoCleanse every day. I think he started kind of like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday when he wrestled. And then I gave him like a moisturizing body wash to use on like Tuesday and Thursday after wrestling. Just to keep his skin moisturized. But that's he did smart. Really good last year with not getting any funky stuff on him.
Yeah, that's what the girl's grandma warned me about with wrestling. She's like, they're gonna get, like, I know somebody who the whole family ended up getting fungal stuff, and
that's no fun. Like, that's all ringworm is, because it's, you can treat it yourself with like tenactin or lotrimin.
Yeah,
because it's essentially goddamn athlete's foot, just not on your feet.
Right.
So yes. It treats it all the same. You just, once again, read the label. Yeah, see? Full circle. It'll tell you if it treats for ringworm and then, like, you know, athlete's foot and whatever.
Yes.
But, like, we were using, because he did get ringworm his first year, we were using, I think, Lotrimin, and it wasn't working, so I changed to a different product that had a different active ingredient, and bam, it just cleared up like that. I was like, nice! Even took him to the doctor, because I'm like, man, he has had this damn bout of ringworm for like 3 fucking months. What the hell?
Right.
Like, oh, use this. That's what I am using. Oh, well, use it more. How am I supposed to use it more?
What
do you mean more?
Yes.
I gotta stop by the school and put some on him? Like, I put it on him before he went to school. I put it on him after school because he had time in between until his wrestling practice, and then he'd come home, shower, and I'd put it on him again. Like, what do you want me to do?
Right. He must bathe in it.
Right? Jesus Christ.
Savage.
No, you ever worry about Belle or if she starts getting, like, funky-looking things on her skin, you just let me know. I've dealt with it now.
Okay. Good to know. Yes.
I got all the tricks now.
Mom tricks. Yes.
All right, we got one more story. All right, it says, customer, oh my god, I saw a roach. Me, where did you see it at? Customer, right here in the door frame. I took it outside to smash it so it didn't release its pheromone inside. Me, what did it look like? Customer, a potato bug, but flatter. You know those roaches, right? Me, goes outside and finds smushed roach. And takes a picture, shows the customer. Is this it? Customer. Yes, see, it looks like a potato bug. Me, that's a sow bug, and it's flat because you smashed it. Have a good day. Yeah, like, what else do you say to that? Besides flat ass, you're goddamn stupid. A roach that looks like a potato bug, sow bug, pill bug, whatever. Roly-poly, I guess, would be another name for them.
Yeah.
What roach would that be, pray tell? Like, I know I don't deal with a bunch, but of what I can remember, none of them are that color, that shape, have those, you know, markings and or movable parts on them.
Speaking of sarcasm, I would love to hear Morgan Kerr's response to that.
I fucking love her. She's the goddamn queen of sarcasm. She has to be, though, especially with some of these douchebags. They're like, what do you know? You're just a girl. Bitch. This is like the queen of the fucking girls. Are you kidding me?
Right?
Girl knows her shit. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. If I'm looking at, you know, somebody's like, oh, ID this for me. I always try to, like, ID it before looking at the comments. Just to see if I can get it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'll start going through them, you know? It's like, oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Somebody will say what I thought. And okay, maybe. And then Morgan's like, hey, this is what it is. I'm like, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing. That girl knows her shit. Why? No. But yeah, she literally has, like, memes that she has saved about, like, show me where the girl pest tech or something, like, hurt you or shit like that.
Yep. Her sarcasm just hits just right.
It really does.
Sometimes. It's just like...
Because it's like, snappy, petty, and perfectly placed.
Yeah. At the same time. Yeah. And backed by loads of intelligence and
all the
experience and oh, it's great.
Okay, I know she put one of them in here. Hold on, I will find it.
Satisfying. Satisfying.
Yeah. When I posted that one about watching people freak out or freak out on Morgan for her ID, and they're like, "That's not what it is. You don't need to do that. It's outside." Or no, it was. They were thinking it was a German roach. They're like, you don't need to worry about all that stuff outside because it's an indoor roach. She's like, but it's not a German roach. And they were just going off on her, and she's keeping it cool and professional. No, this is what it is. Here's one of her memes. It's screenshots I take when tiny, fragile, incompetent man babies have a meltdown after being corrected by a woman. It's... There you go. Look at all them screenshots he gets to take. Man babies.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh my.
And then she did the also me with the gif of Bender. Neat.
Neat. Take a picture so we can remember this moment.
Yeah, I know she posted. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, because there's dude was saying to like gel bait and glue boards and blah blah blah, and she says that sounds like a good strategy for an interior issue. These are originating from outside though, so I'd recommend trim vegetation, keep exterior lights off/motion detection, and seal the gaps. He replied with, "German roaches do not originate from the exterior. You are thinking about Oriental or American." So she replies with, "It's not a German roach." The beautiful Jen McIntosh had to step in, and God, he was so confident, though. And then, yeah, he had to reply, and he got, you know, butthurt being the big man baby that he was. "Well, excuse the fuck out of me. I didn't zoom in on its head. You can go fuck yourself." Now, had that have been any other person, like Daniel Dye or any other man with an ace, or anybody really, that was a guy, he wouldn't have been like that. But I take that back at the same time, because he also went off on one of the admins of that group. That was a dude that was like, yeah, Morgan's right. And he's like, well, you can go fuck yourself too. And it's like, dude, it's like, why are you freaking out so bad because you were corrected?
Yeah, like,
learn from it.
I'd be like, oh, my bad, I shouldn't have spoke before I correctly identified.
Yeah. Or, you know, even if, okay, so you got your ID wrong. Shit happens.
Especially yeah.
Like roaches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shit happens. But why are you being a fucking baby about it? Yeah, so then she replies after that, "Talk about an absolute temper tantrum to being mildly corrected." And then the emoji of the camera. Screenshot.
Neat.
Yeah. And then, he said, "There's just a better way to approach than being a smartass. Get what you give." Now, I've literally just read this conversation to you and now everybody that's going to be listening. Where in the hell was she a smartass? Because, like, she says, you know, like, his idea is good for an interior issue, but these aren't interior roaches, so there's no need for that. That's not being a smartass, that's just stating facts. If you can't take it, you need to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she replied, her last reply was, please show me on the doll where I was a smartass. Right there, that's where you were the smartass, baby, but she fucking deserved it.
But
by
yeah,
that point.
I was gonna say,
she deserved
point,
to be the smartass at that
exactly
point. This, because how are you gonna freak out over a misidentification?
Yep.
Because, like, that whole damn, like, post was a miss ID. And it very well did look like a German roach if you didn't, like, zoom in on the picture. Which mm-hmm you need to do, especially for a roach. Because I looked at it, and I'm, you know, I could see some of the comments, and it was saying German roach, and I'm going, this doesn't look right for a German roach. I can't remember what it was. It was something crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm like, this doesn't look right. And then I'm scrolling through and it's German roach, it's German roach, it's a wood roach, it's this, it's that. And then I found Morgan's and she said exactly what it was. And I'm going, and she even posted a picture of said roach, like one of those good, like, stock photos of it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can see. Yep, yep, that looks like
yeah
it. And she even says, yep, you know, it's an exterior roach. You know, yep, do your exterior stuff for it. But, like, that dude, like, freaked the fuck out on her. But, man, she is the queen of sarcasm when these dudes start doing that to her. It is great.
It is.
And it's, I had, because they turned off the comments for it, so I had to, like, not repost the whole thing, but just be like, it's great watching all these fucking morons freak out on Morgan over this shit.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Yeah, it says, seeing people freak out on Morgan Kerr for her proper ID of a roach on a different page just cracks me up. Like, bitch, why are you arguing? Guess they feel threatened that the lady knows her shit better than they do. I'm still learning all my identifications, especially for roaches, not near me, but even I knew that wasn't a German roach.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, you goddamn know that if it would have been anybody else that said, hey, this is what it is, it'd have been like, oh, okay. But because she is who she is, and being female, she gets the fucking pushback, because why would us girls know anything about the bugs?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and her sarcasm is unmatched. It's glorious.
It is great. Her and Jen McIntosh. Ooh, and
Alex. Oh, yeah.
Alex called her. Oh,
yeah.
My God. I actually saw one of her posts when I was looking through Pestrogen to see where my post was. Like, I apparently completely forgot. One of her stories that I saw on there was, you know, some went up to a client and she asked, like, her name. She told her Alex and she's like, what's your name? So she says she gave her full government name and the lady wasn't too happy about it. But I'm like, how are you going to be bitchy and then get mad when you get told what you were asking?
Yeah. The attitude. Well, then, yeah.
I don't know. I tell my kids that all the time. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And then I always give them the example of, you know, there's a big difference between saying hi and saying hi.
They're like,
oh. I'm like, mm-hmm. But then, now Jude does that on me all the time because he'll ask me something and I'll just be like, yes. And he was like, what's with the attitude? Are you mad at me? And I'm like, I just said yes. It's not what you say, Mom, it's how you say it.
Now I'm gonna beat you.
Let me say this one to you. Come here.
Speaking of Alex, Alex was a previous guest, and she was... I'm not a sports person, okay? But I remember she said... Yeah. I remember she said, Roll Tide, and our next guest that will be on next week is a fan of that sport team. He'll have to edge it. Yeah. Yeah. Alabama. Football?
Yes.
Okay.
I know that part. I don't know if it's like all of Alabama sports or if like certain university, but I know the Roll Tide thing is for Alabama, at least football. I don't know which one.
I don't know.
We'll have him educate us.
Yeah, exactly. Ron can educate us. We originally had an idea for that episode as like a coast to coast because he's on the coast and Candace is on the coast, but in opposite ends of the country. So
yes, he gets to deal with a lot more stuff than me because he's got the Alabama coast.
Yeah,
which means he's
got the Gulf next to Alabama. Yeah.
Oh.
He is the owner of Coast Pest Control in Gulfport, Mississippi.
There we go. That's
Mississippi.
What it was.
So yeah. He's nearby, but I'm really excited to hear from him. I think he's got an interesting story. I'm not going to spoil it, but
yes. I like it because, like, now that I've liked his page and stuff, seeing his stuff come through my Facebook, it really makes his business idea and plan is very, very similar to mine, where it's support the local, stay local, all that. And I'm like, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, brother.
Yep.
And, like, he's telling me, like, his number one rule is whatever. And I'm like, hey, mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I was like, yeah, this is going to be great.
Exactly. I don't even know how I met, like, I think I just randomly sent him a friend request. And, like, you know how if on Facebook, if you're really into the industry, it'll be like, have 45 mutual friends. Okay. Yeah. You definitely work in pest control, Click, yeah. You know.
We got you, bro.
We friends. But he had like one mutual friend. And I was just like, wait, who is this guy? I got to figure out who is this guy. So that's going to be really fun to get to know him. Candace, what are you drinking from tonight?
I haven't actually drank from it tonight. I drank from it earlier, though. It's my beautiful Tony Spangler Pestrogen Podcast Tumblr with that beautiful lady right there. And then, that one right there, too.
And that beautiful
lady. Bam! And then, bam, the cute mouse. Oh, wait. There it goes. The cute mouse.
Yes.
I'm not a rodent person, but that thing is just freaking cute.
I know. I love the cute little mice.
I know. It's so cute. These come from SpanglerArt.com. This one was created by Tony and Jenny as well. They collabed and got it going together.
Yeah.
And they come with lids. They're double wall insulated. I'm not going to show you the inside of my very dirty cup. Rubber bottoms on them so they're not sliding around everywhere. And they really do work. I try moving these things on my counter to just get them out of my way. And you go and like push it thinking it's just going to slide. No, it'll fall over. Well, and they'll be empty when they do as well.
Yeah.
They also come with straws and the straw cleaners. For a very good price, too, because, like I said, you get to make them however you want them. Like, I have this one, I have my regular family pest control one, you have Paula, you've made some for Bill and Brad, and...
Yes.
Yeah, Tony's great amazing, gifts. Leanne's amazing, good gift for the upcoming holiday season. I know they just redid their shop website for their pre-made stuff that they have. Yeah, they took down a bunch of their old ones. Leanne's got a bunch of spooky season stuff up. Like, she even does coasters, pens, like the Stanley cups that have, like, the lid, like, the slide lids on them. You can get covers for those to personalize them. She's got some cool shit.
That's so cool.
They make it all, like, for you. It's awesome, obviously, unless you order, like, the pre-assembled ones. Or pre-done. Not pre-assembled. They're not making the cup itself, okay?
Yes. I was drinking from Paula today. Paula is in my truck. I'll have to grab it in the morning. But I drink my coffee out of it every single day. So
me too.
It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
But,
and I've also noticed in the summer, because I was doing cold brew, I'd fill this thing up with ice, get all my cold brew drink. It would be sitting in my car that, you know, sits in the sun, hits 100 degrees inside of my car, but all the cold brew would be gone, but there was still like almost a full thing of ice in here, so I would just dump a bottle of water into it and then have iced water.
That's good stuff.
Yeah,
I love
and
that.
With like a hint of coffee in the background. But spanglerart.com is where you can go find those or have them make you one. Good price, excellent quality. You can't ask really for much more than that.
Yes. Facts.
Yes. And I know, here in a couple of weeks, cheese stock is happening, right?
Yes.
Yes, I won't be coming this year. I'm sorry. I know, we could have did like a whole Pestrogen next to each other, but that's a long goddamn trip.
Next year.
Well, next summer I will be over there.
Okay.
Yeah, deal. I'll be dropping off Kyra. I told Brad, and I thought I told you too, when we're going through Indianapolis, because we're like literally driving through it. I'm going to let both of you know, because, and I already told Kyra and Jude too, that we're stopping.
Yes.
I have to stop, because once we go past that and get her to Columbus, we're flying out of there, so there will be no drive back.
Right. That makes sense. Aw, the Nordlings! I get to meet the Nordlings.
You do.
That's so cute! Is Brandon coming?
He is not. Wow. He's staying here to continue to work. Also, that way he doesn't have to fly home.
Yeah.
You know him and flying.
Yes.
Yeah, he said he will come if I rent him a car to drive back home. And I was like, absolutely the fuck not.
Damn.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not flying home.
Then you still have to go to Cheese Stock so Brandon can come. Damn it.
Right. But no, it'll be me and Jude and Kyra with Kyra's stuff as much as we can fit into her car. Which I've come to the realization that buying a new bed and probably a new computer desk will just be cheaper than renting a U-Haul.
Fair.
Yeah. Fair. I'm like, screw this. Because that was like the major thing for renting the U-Haul was, you know, the queen size bed and an L-shaped computer desk, getting it over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, between, you know, like the packing and shipping it and all that stuff, like through like the pods and yeah, no, it'll just be cheaper to buy a new bed and probably buy a new desk.
Yep. That's, so like, that's wild.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. Yeah. She's not worried about her dresser because it's like her place has a built-in dresser and closet and all that stuff there. So yeah, it's like her biggest thing is going to be the amount of clothes and her computer and monitors.
Yeah.
Oh, and one of her cats.
Oh. That's cute.
She's bringing her kitty.
Aww.
Yeah.
So cute.
I know, I'm gonna be down to kitty. I'm only gonna have three. Oh, speaking of kitties. Wait. There you go.
Hey, the kitty. Aww.
This is the monster.
That is a big cat.
He is a big cat. This is Buddy. He weighs like probably close to 15 pounds.
Aww.
Hey, you want me to hand him that one? Yeah, give me that.
I love some.
And then, this is Teddy.
Oh, white and orange?
Yep. He's my orangey.
He's just
very
like,
orange.
He's adorable. Done, Mom.
He is. He's mad at me because I won't let him sleep in my room anymore, so.
Yep.
So he's mad at me now.
Oh, wow. He'll get
it. He'll live.
Yep. Anything else you can think of?
I cannot. We finished all of our sarcasms.
Yes.
Talked about Spangler. Talked about our next week's episode. Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. This has been a real sarcastic episode.
It was so fun. No, I'm just kidding. It really was
fun. It was so fun.
Yay.
Yay. thank you all for joining us on another episode of Pestrogen Podcast. Stay you, stay cute, and go out and kick some ass.
There you go.
I remembered.
Good job.
Bye.
Bye.